brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Go green or we will kill your kids, says Richard Curtis, eco-propaganda shocker. That's the London Telegraph headline with James Dilling pulled. James, I noticed that they pulled this video very, very quickly, but since then it's been copied all over the internet, and we have copies of it. We've been playing here. It seems this has backfired on them, and they have a little apology up on their 1010 website.
Yeah, one of the more amusing explanations I've heard for this disaster was that, oh, it was all deliberate. It was all a calculated campaign to, generate shock and win themselves over new fans. Well, I reckon that theory might be more plausible if they hadn't just cancelled the showing in all the... It was booked to show in all the movie theatres. They pulled it from the internet, or they tried to pull it from the internet, but of course, lots of people, like I imagine some of your listeners, made copies of it and kept reposting it, behind firewalls if they needed to protect it from being censored, because this is a fantastic document. For those of us who believe that the eco-fascist movement is a real danger, this is the evidence that we needed. Before that, they've been quite kind.
Well, they say they're a danger. They say they want world population reduction, and this is public domain that it had so much taxpayer money in it, as you've reported from the local town councils, and this was to be put out as a public service announcement. They have no right to pull it now. We have a right to show it.
I agree, but you say that they say this stuff. They do. I mean, if for anyone bothered to read any of the key texts of the Green Movement, they are quite explicit about what they want to do with world population. But in much the same way, when Hitler in Mein Kampf made it absolutely clear what he wanted, that he wanted to destroy the Slavic Untermenschen, he wanted to wipe out the Jews. He made no bones about this, but people didn't listen because people wanted to believe that the guy was a bit of a joke and soon reason would prevail. And, in the same way with the modern Green Movement, people want to believe that they are good. People project their ideas.
And the left liked Hitler. They thought he was sexy and cool and could get things done.
Well, of course they did. And of course, fascism was part of a global trend. Even America had its own form of fascism under FDR. Italy had Mussolini. These were all movements essentially of the left, and they were all about control. They were all sort of about this view where the controlling view of society, that we should all be regimented and forced to behave in a particular way. And is this not entirely characteristic of the Green Movement? They want to police how we dispose of our trash, what kind of cars we drive, what kind of food we eat, where it comes from, how many food miles.
And of course, they'll have to surveil it and tax it to make sure we're doing what they say.
Yeah, exactly. And so, as you said, really the scariest thing of all this is what is going on in our children's classrooms. They are all getting taught this rubbish. They are all getting indoctrinated. And so again, that video was quite revealing. It showed kids being taught by the teacher a particular view of the world, and those children who dissent, what happens to them? Well, they die.
And there's literally hundreds of free video games online and games taught in school where you kill the humans, you kill the carbon blobs. I mean, I see new ones every day like this, Super Mega Worm, on iTunes for free, where you run around killing people. I mean, it's teaching kids, desensitizing them to literally be psychopathic killers. The Army 50 years ago came out with paper pop-up targets because they found a lot of troops up close wouldn't kill a fellow human. But they learned by desensitizing, shooting paper targets, they got up to almost 90%. The video game Doom, the Pentagon financed for up-close killing, and it's almost 99% now. One more segment, 15-minute segment with James Dilling Pohl. We'll take a few of your calls. I want to come back and play just a clip of the children being murdered bloodily, like out of a slasher movie, by the loving teacher. She lovingly does it, and everybody goes about their business. This is what has to be done for Earth. We must kill people. It's loving, it's good, it's liberal. We'll be right back with James Dilling Pohl.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Right, kids, just before you go,
I just need to press this little button here.
Freaks. Blood everywhere. Climate change, the final solution.
You got it.
The
transmission
is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, if that isn't really showing you the fact that we are waging war on corruption, that is corruption. James Dillingpole, I want to go to some phone calls, but a lot of other key points you've been making about these people. As they get more and more routed and more delirious and angry, what do you expect them to do? More people shooting their newborn baby and then shooting themselves? More people taking over Discovery Channel and you know, the SWAT team having to take them out before they can kill? I mean, just more of their armies going out and you know, seeing video like this and trying to kill people?
Yeah, well, put it this way, the Unabomber isn't going to be the last eco-terrorist, is he? I mean, it's going to get, of course it's going to get worse and worse, because these people believe they have justice on their side. They have Mother Gaia on their side, for goodness sake, so how can they be doing any wrong? They're doing it for the planet, Alex. They care.
And while you're talking, I'm going to show folks one more time the intro. In fact, we can pump the audio up if you want, to the Super Mega Worm. And it's showing the planet Earth being killed by humans. And it shows the Earth going from green to brown and then black until the mega worm arrives to remove the scourge of the humans. Mother Earth is dying, it says. I'm reading the text. Her last defense has been unleashed. The super mega worm. The great death worm. Killing police, killing children. Children running, being eaten. People running, being eaten. Smashing cars. Attacking army tanks. When the children fly in the air, it fires fire from its mouth to burn them. There's extra points for killing children. I mean, there's really an obsession with killing people here, James.
What do these people think is going to happen when all the humans are gone? Who's going to be here to observe it? You know, all the teeming wildlife that's going to emerge in the human-free planet. Who's going to be there? Given that animals don't have any consciousness, these animals aren't going to be writing Shakespeare, are they? Or sort of building the Taj Mahal or anything like that. They're just going to be killing each other, fighting for space and killing each other.
It's incredible. Let's go to some phone calls and quick questions or comments, folks, because I want to get to everybody. I ought to get the phone number out, even though the lines are loaded. 800-259-9231. Pastor in Ohio, you're on the air while you're still alive before the great death worm comes and gets you. Go ahead.
I'm just happy to be alive after everything I've been spreading around. Hey, I've called you before about the pastor response team. Well, now I got something else for you. It's called Snap Scouts. Keep America safe. It's using kids to take pictures with their cameras and stuff to send it in. And
okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put you on hold because this guy gave us the secret Homeland Security documents 5 years ago that later came out on mainstream news where they're secretly recruiting 50,000 preachers to spy on their flocks. I'm going to come back to you after the break when Mr. Dillingpole leaves as pastor. I want to hear about, what do you say, Snap? Bring him back up for a second in case he drops. What's the name of it? Snap Scouts?
Yes, Snap Scouts. You can just type that in and bring it up and hit the first one on the...
Reminds me, what was that thing that came out where you eco-tattle and take snapshots and then report it, but post it on a website like buildings with their lights on? James, what was the name of that?
Oh, I didn't know about that one. I know about the, in our trash cans, we now have these spying devices to monitor about how much trash we dispose of.
And now that's being exported here. Thank you, Pastor. We're going to come back to you after James leaves. This is questions for our guest on this issue. Tony in Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? Just want to thank you for all you've been doing, all your hard work. Keep it up. Just wanted to make a couple points. And we've got all the evidence we need to show people. So I really think that the main objective here is raising awareness. And I was wondering what you would think about doing something like a creed amongst a lot of the maybe like celebrities and stuff. I know you like to keep it more about the people, but by doing a creed amongst celebrities and having something they could all agree on and maybe sign off on. Maybe
well, sure. I mean, I'm anti-death. I'm anti-dark age. I mean, what does the back of my film Endgame say? It says they want you dead. I mean, I'm not making this up. They want us dead. People need to see this film, but that's a good idea. What would we call ourselves if we're for progress, we're for a clean environment, but we don't want to kill children? James?
Well, I think the only way we can punish these people is to punish them, use the market to punish them. I don't believe in asking big government to ban things because I don't think big government needs to be encouraged in any way whatsoever to exert more control over our lives. But I do very much believe that, for example, when Radiohead's Tom York, when Radiohead lend their music to this kind of crap, that they should be punished for it. People should stop buying Radiohead records. People should stop going to see Richard Curtis movies, given that he's producing this poisonous eco-fascist propaganda. They should be punished in their wallets.
And go to your local schools. Don't let them. This has all been discredited. I saw the Attorney General of Texas file suit on the government and try to block the carbon taxes, and he came out and said, this is a complete fraud. This is all based on a fraud. So we've got to get on the offensive against these people. Good points. Anything else, Tony?
I actually want to bring that up. You guys got Muse coming to Austin this weekend, and I was hoping maybe you guys could try and get them in studio. And going to Tom York, I really think he's kind of a good guy, and Matt Bellamy for Muse, I know they're quite good friends, so that could be something you could work on.
Well, I want to be clear about Muse. One time, we discovered Mr. Bellamy was here. I got him on. He's anti-New World Order. He's a fan of the show. He links, the only three links on his website are to Prison Planet, InfoWars, and Propaganda Matrix, all our group of sites. I got his number, but it was a U.S. number. I didn't think to get the other one, and his management will not let him come on this show. So, to Mr. Bellamy, hey, bro, get in contact with InfoWars. We want to have you on. I know you wanted to hook up sometime, but your management, for some reason, will not let us get through your blockade. I appreciate your call, Tony. Let's talk to Joseph in California. Joseph, you're on the air with Mr. Dellingpole from The Telegraph. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Hey, I just wanted to let you know I heard today that the L.A. Unified School District is requiring all their students to give their fingerprints to get their school lunches.
No, that's going on everywhere. It's to track everything you're doing. Any comments on the environment?
You know, I think it's just all part of the whole thing. It's just a control grid, kind of get these kids all acclimated to being controlled and being manipulated by the government. And second of all, thank you for being a patriot, and thank you for waking people up. You've helped me to wake up so many of my friends through all your information and your websites. And you are a true patriot, my friend.
Well, thank you, sir. Look, I have no future if we don't beat these people, and neither do you or anybody. Thank you, Joseph. We found the name of it. It's EcoSnoop, and it's got thousands of postings on its front page of their neighbors saying, look, their garden is unkept. EcoSnoop, this place has some lights on at night. Well, people may be working. In fact, go to the front page of EcoSnoop. It's actually got, you know, the photos and tattletale section. I want to show that. So that's something for you, James. EcoSnoop, what do you think of that?
I think we should all make it our business, Alex. I think we should all try here and now to get ourselves snooped on EcoSnoop. I think we should wear it as a badge of honor. If our neighbor catches us with our lights on burning through the night, that should be a badge of honor.
Absolutely. In fact, I want to be on the top of the EcoSnoop list.
No, I do.
I mean, we're supposed to, I guess, freeze in the dark or something. A couple more quick calls with James Dellingpole. JamesDellingpole.com, of course, is the website. When's the new book coming out? Because I want to get you on when that comes out.
You so do, Alex. Your listeners are going to totally love it. It is called Watermelons, and it is about the eco-fascist conspiracy, about how it all started, what they believe, stuff like that. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to bring it out reasonably soon, maybe before Christmas, I hope.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead now and go quickly. Frank in New York, you're on the air with James Dellingpole, eco-criminal.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. Good afternoon, James. Congratulations on your work, both of you. What I wanted to say is this. I find it comical that the Prince of Wales can point his finger at people for taking a bath in cold climates, yet he has over 26 estates and lives a lavish lifestyle that's that of a wastrel. And I think right now, since the issues are before the world elite regarding eugenics, I think right now it's time for the masses to start to demand that those such as the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Windsors, all of those individuals that are behind this and that really have taken so much of the world's wealth.
How about they cut first? Or if we're all that's a great point. I mean, this has been pointed out a lot, but how about they cut first? I mean, if this is really going to happen, James.
Yeah, I really noticed, Tom York flying less and all these people, all these eco-freaks, all the eco-celebrities. I've noticed how they've really reined in on their travel, on their flights and stuff. No, I mean, and Prince Charles, you know, he's constantly flying over to Rio and places like that to talk about the peril facing the world. Well, you know.
Well, he'll have a few stunts where he holograms into Austin from one of his estates to save fuel, but then he's still traveling. He does a few stunts.
He does that. And don't forget, he's got his massive entourage. You know, he's got his posse, his royal posse, who'll go with him. You know, he's very much part of the problem, I think, rather than...
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna come back to Tony and then Frank, because Frank hadn't enough time, and then Dave and John. We're going to let James Dellingpole go, but as soon as Watermelons comes out, we want to get you on the broadcast. But do you agree with me that we're really starting to turn the tide against them?
We're turning the tide on this particular one, but believe me, they are going to find different ways, you know, be it biodiversity or ocean acidification. They will never stop on their quest to increase their control, increase their taxation, increase, you know, regulation, because this is essentially what they're about. They hate freedom.
They really do. They're authoritarians masquerading in a green jumpsuit. God bless you, Mr. Dillingpole. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Your call straight ahead. Tons of news. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
By the way, I just got word we're going to have a special guest at the very start of the broadcast tomorrow with a lot of breaking info. I'm just going to leave it at that until tomorrow. If you want to join us, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow. It's going to be extremely, extremely informative information. Now, to have continuity, I want to go back to Frank because we were just talking, and then we're going to go to Pastor, who we really pay attention to when he contacts us. He's always got key intel. And do we find that Snap Scout thing, the new Tattletale program? Because last time it was a secret program he brought to us. But finishing up with Frank, sorry I got cut off by the break, Frank. You're saying the eugenics is out in the open, and you've got all these people worth trillions of dollars combined who have these lavish lifestyles telling old ladies they can't take a hot bath. Go ahead.
And also, Alex, I look at the situation like this. Since these are the people that want eugenics and supported it, I think they should be the first ones that should really go into the plan, and they should realize that most of their lives have been wastrels. I mean, and they've been wastrels. They've squandered tremendous wealth. They've caused many social problems. And I'm going to say this, that the DuPonts, the Rothschilds, the Nobels, the Rockefellers, Al Gore's aunt's company, a major shareholder in Occidental Petroleum, Hooker Chemical, these people have raped the environment for generations. They've profited by it. And I think if we're going to have a green global plan with a carbon signature, these people's assets should be taken and used to pay, for this rather than the poor and the individuals.
Well, I've got a better idea. Let's discredit them with that obvious hypocrisy, but then let's have courts of law for all the crimes they've committed and their open conspiracy for a tyrannical world government. Let's bring them to justice and then take their wealth and pay off the debts they've created and put on our backs. How about we do that through the court of law?
And it would be very easy for the IRS to look at the trusts that were set up prior to the income tax and the Federal Reserve.
Which made them exempt from it. They got all that exactly.
The IRS could do is look at it and say, oh, all the taxes you owe in penalties, therefore that wealth immediately would be wiped out, just with the interest with the penalties. And I think that's the lesson that should really be brought. It's too bad that, and I'm wondering too, with this plan, does the super elite, most of their children aren't that bright, and the point is this, the people that make new wealth are often people of the working and the poor and the middle class that work and that have a different work ethic. And I'm wondering, who do the elite think is going to do the cooking?
No, all their publications say they're going to have a tiny 500 million population that is biologically designed. That's a Pentagon official report. In fact, where's that big binder? Here it is. Here it is. This report put out 2 years ago that Beck's finally covering, National Intelligence Council, Global Trends 2025, A Transformed World, they say will be suboid, brainwashed, drugged creatures that serve them for national security. You cannot make this stuff up. It's online, folks, on the Pentagon. So there'll be 500 million of us. The rest will be robots, drones, drone aircraft, just a tiny world of their servants. And well, then they also talk about once they phase out of that, they're seriously discussing only bringing it down to a few thousand people.
Yeah, and I think that's utterly ridiculous. And what I think should be done is that those such as Prince Philip, that at the 1994 World Wildlife Banquet said that he wants to be reincarnated as the Ebola virus so we can destroy 2 billion people. Well, if that isn't an arrogant, non-human kind of philosophy, I mean, it goes to show what happens when people are living way beyond their means, and by their means,
well, it's
simple. I mean, they're not producing anything themselves.
Well, they're parasites, so they have disgust for the host, but if you study elites, it doesn't matter if it's Asia, Europe, Latin America, Mesoamerica, any powerful elite, 4, 5, 6, 10, 20 generations down, become complete inbred psychopathic lunatics that just start killing everybody because that's their only enjoyment. And a lot of times people like Nero and others commit suicide. In fact, the philosophers, I have some of these quotes in Endgame, of the globalist, some of the top transhumanist philosophers just say, I will destroy the earth for my go on willing. I will kill myself. I will kill others. You know, they get into just this infantile, I mean, it's not enough to be into gross sexual stuff. It's not enough to have wars and kill masses of people. Lenin wrote poetry about blowing the earth up, blowing the sun up. It's on record that he would have a little rowboat take him over to an island where all these rabbits had bred, and he would just for hours run around with a shotgun shooting them and biting them. And there's a Clint Eastwood movie, I forget the name of it, it's where they're looking for bank robbery money that's hidden in a church. But there's a scene where they ask some guy on the side of the road for help, and he pulls up and pops the back of the truck open or the car and lets out all these white rabbits and is running around shotgunning them. That's based on Lenin. Lenin would just for hours just murdering white rabbits. I mean, these people are completely nuts. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back with Pastor Dave, John, Jonathan, and many, many others, and a bunch of other news we haven't gotten to. We also have two new key search terms today that are key to get out to everyone. We'll tell you those on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I want to thank Pastor, who always gives us good intel, secret intel. This is public intel on the snapscouts.org, and we're reprinting the New York Times. Oh, they already got it. The guys are... and the girls are so good. I mean, they just get stuff so fast now. I've never had a team this good. You guys and gals are awesome. Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more, take on disgruntled veterans, hunt them down and kill them. New York Times, they say it's great. Remember that from May 14, 2009? And I had all these scout people calling up going, that's preposterous. That's not going on. And later, actually, they are training us now. See it, snap it, send it to Homeland Security and get badges and goodies. And in my film, Road to Tyranny, I had the local TV ad where it says, you get $200 for turning in mommy and daddy. What are they smoking? I mean, this is East Germany, and they've got some buck-tooth little kid on the cover, you know, happily, lovingly. Oh, he's just a friendly little kid. This is the Hitler Youth. We're going to Pastor in a minute to talk about this and read over it. But before we go any further, I want to tell you about the sponsors that made this worldwide transmission possible. Number one, Acolablue.com. the cleanest, best water you can get out of the atmosphere. It's like a high-tech water cooler cross between R2-D2 with no water bottle on the top. The smallest unit grabs 7.5 delicious gallons a day and puts it through 7 filters. The next unit, around 8 gallons, and sends it through 12 filters. And they've just got a bunch of different units at ecolablue.com. You want to get off the grid, they've got solar panel systems and converters that'll run it. A little solar panel. It's all there at ecolablue.com. The cleanest, freshest, best water. Ecolablue, ECOLOBLUE.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Check them out today. Also want to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans. This deal is not going to go much longer because they're getting ready to sell out. They have two great Don't Tread on Me Patriot t-shirts that are free when you get two pairs of jeans, and you get free shipping. Made in America, motorcycle, regular jeans are basically like tough Levi's that are, you know, triple sewn and have that special Diamond Gusset for comfort. GussetClothing.com is their main website, or go to Gusset, just the word Gusset, GUSSET.com/Alex, to the special page just for my listeners. You get the free shipping and the free t-shirt when you buy two pairs of jeans. Give them a call, 888-8GUSSET, 888-8GUSSET, or Gusset.com/Alex to get the free shipping and the free t-shirt with two pairs of jeans, because they... So you know what the saying is? There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch, guarantee you like the way they fit. They sew a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't. You know, we all sing that song here. We've got to keep the sponsor just so it continually plays in the background. Literally, the best jingle ever. No, because I've had Levi's when I climb up in a truck or I'm lifting something up in the back of a truck and... The Levi's split, and I'm like, Levi's didn't used to do this when they were made in America. Or maybe it's because I'm a lot more fat or something. I don't know. All right. This is out of control. I apologize. One last sponsor. I just get really excited at the success we're having against the enemy. And big guest, we have tomorrow start the show. Continuing here with the news. One last sponsor I want to tell you about is Front Sight Firearms Training, the preeminent firearms training facility. No drill instructor or tough guy attitude. This is the best time of year with the nice climate out there in Pahrump, Nevada, to go out there and get trained. Or they have a lot of key stuff on their website about training as well. Front Sight, like the front of your rifle, frontsight.com. You can get 5 days of firearms training waiting for you and get a 30 state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. And if you take action and act fast, you can get a Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice free. Find out more at frontsight.com. It's not enough to just own guns. You got to know how to use them. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. Okay, enough singing, enough country music singing here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. This is really horrific information, and we'll put it up on screen when we talk to Dave. No, excuse me, Pastor first. Pastor, yes, we see it. See it, snap it, send it. Hi, I'm George. I'm a snapshot. Want to play? It's a game for kids. And just like they talk about the gulag, the casino gulag, Max Kaiser does, this is the casino gulag where you get paid and get little goodies and prizes, reporting to Homeland Security. Hey, kids, this is right out of East Germany. Want to earn tons of cool badges and prizes while competing with your friends to see who can be the best American? Because Americans spy on your neighbors. Yeah, spy on local gun groups and state representatives and people that want to cut taxes. If somebody doesn't like the North American Union, we've got Israeli spies to work with you, kids. It's fun. I'm sorry. Download the Snapshot app for your Android or iPhone app coming soon and get started patrolling your neighborhood. Oh, boy. It's up to you to keep America safe. If you can see something suspicious, snap it. If you see someone who doesn't belong, snap it. If you're sure someone or something is suspicious, snap it and send it to Homeland Security. Mommy's taking pills? Did mommy yell at you? Did mommy smoking funny smelling cigarettes? Did she smoke in the car with you? Call the police. We'll ship mommy off and you'll never see her again. And we'll fly you to Saudi Arabia for the royal family to rape you, kids. How's that sound? Does that sound good? I mean, this is just the end of it. I can't take this anymore. Naked body scanners, scanners blasting our houses, blood-sucking checkpoints. By the way, the Google search terms today deal with this. Terror hysteria is the one search term to put in Google over and over again. They hate it, so keep doing it. And the other second search term is October surprise terror, dealing with Paul Joseph Watson's October surprise terror hysteria recycled in election ploy. Ladies and gentlemen, they have this image of this sweet little 8-year-old or so smiling there happily with, you know, all that wonderment in the eye. The cartoon has really captured, you know, how sweet the youth are, turning them into horrid little Nazi enforcers. And here's the New York Times. They're training them by age 14 to take on that disgruntled vet, move in, take him out, rogue leader, Hitler Youth Forward, take out the U.S. vets, Israelis, spy on them for us, spy on Ron Paul, bring them down right now. This is freedom. Well, the government didn't stage the terror. They care about us. The government needed to inject children with syphilis in the U.S. and in Guatemala. That's freedom. Hey, kids, why don't you spy on the government? Why don't you videotape corrupt police? Why don't you get involved at school and report on the web the tyranny and oppression and brainwashing? Why don't you join the Republic and George Washington and 1776 and beat these people? And we've got our patriot spies out there who report on tyranny. People like Pastor in Ohio, who got a Homeland Security visit after he leaked us hundreds of pages of secret documents about preachers being trained. Tell your flocks go to the FEMA camp when told, to take the forced inoculation, to turn their guns in, Romans 13. And 2 years after he sent Butch Paul and myself that, it came out on mainstream news. They said the number one enemy of the U.S. government is us, the people. That's a quote from the TV station. And they talk to members and they say, it's we do what the Lord says during martial law. And they cut the footage of people in camps and the preacher goes, it's of the Lord. In fact, guys, YouTube clergy response team, people won't believe it. I'm going to play it. We cover it in Police State for the Rise of FEMA. But you've been holding long enough, Pastor. What do you think of this latest thing about how to tattle and spy on everyone?
Well, one of the biggest things I noticed when I brought it up was that, first of all, it's in cartoon form. So that goes right straight to the kids. Then it shows the little bucktooth boy with his hat on, holding an American flag, and it shows his mom and his dad just totally startled and scared to death with their heads popped through the door, the doorway there behind him, with their eyes all bugged out and everything because they're about half scared of what he's going to do or what he's going to say. But, you know, all this is expected. I mean, I tell you what, since I've talked to you, I told you last time I talked to you, it's been a while, that I was going to start a Black Robe Brigade here in Ohio. Now, whether you believe it or not, out of all the pastors that I've talked to in my area, I cannot get one single one on board. And I just started talking to the people. I figured, well, you know what? If the shepherd isn't going to take care of his own sheep, then I'll start telling his sheep what the heck's going on.
Well, the World Council of Churches, UN-run devils. If they don't, all they care about is their Cadillac and their house. And but look, I'll expand. It says this is a private company that then, I guess, feeds this, probably sells this data, we don't know, to the government. It's like pizza places spy on you when you order with your address and name, USA Today report, and they get a bunch of money off the fines and fees. But it says it was developed by MiniTru LLC, created by George Parsons and Winston O'Brien, and it leverages modern technology to address the timeless threats to democracy and freedom. How about having kids running around with telescreens spying on everybody? How about that being a threat to freedom? Huh? And maybe these guys are useful idiots, but in my opinion, this is pure evil. Go ahead.
Okay, well, there's something else. They are sending out, and as a matter of fact, I've got two of them. I got them in front of me. As soon as I got it, I was going to shred it, and then I thought, well, you know what? That's what I did last time to the first one, and I had to wait till I got the second one before I got a hold of you. From the Hartford Institute for Religious Research, they have sent out a 2010 national survey of churches. And it's about 6 pages long. They send you the envelope to send it back in. But their questions run along these lines here. Like, what is the estimated percent of your regular participants? But then some of the other questions they ask, like, do they listen to what you say? They ask those type of questions. You got to You got to answer them. Never, seldom, sometimes, often, always. They want to know if you're a close-knit family. That's what they're asking now. And most of these, from what I have found out, are not being sent to your mainline denomination churches. They are being sent to your non-denominational
churches. No, it's intel spying. They admit they're spying on the churches, the state reps, this criminal government that isn't elected, this bureaucracy. They're taking over now. But going back to this, folks, it doesn't get any more bona fide than having kids spy on everybody and training to take on vets. It doesn't get any more evil than having preachers secretly prepare their flocks for all of this corruption. And, you know, I'm not going to get into it, but my parents go to a nice Methodist church. I'd probably been there 50 times, my kids more. And the Methodist church then sent the one preacher, that's how it works, to another church. And suddenly it was, cut your carbon. The illegal aliens must be legalized. We're going to raise money for Bill and Melinda Gates. And my kids aren't going back to that church. And you know, and the sad thing is my mom starts, you know, helping with the church, volunteering, doing Sunday school. She has friends there. And my parents don't like it, but they've got to get out of it. You know, you got to get, it's so sick to sit there and to have stuff like this going on. It's at Baptist, it's at Methodist, it's at Catholic. People sent me the Catholic Church stuff where they tell them, turn your guns in, they're of the devil. You know, it was a Chicago parish I saw that with. I mean, this is disgusting. There's a separation of church and state. And the churches have been taken over by and large. And folks, if your church is promoting Bill and Melinda Gates eugenics, but telling you it's helping little black children, or they're telling you legalize the illegals, or that guns are evil, or carbon footprint garbage, get out of it! Get out of it! And take people with you! Form real churches! But Pastor, are you saying that you're starting to have success? You're starting to have success is what you're saying, or am I wrong, by just going out like Jesus did? He didn't go get the Pharisees and Sadducees and all of them. He went out to fishermen. He went out to carpenters. He went out to tax collectors. He found his army of people to wake folks up on the streets and in the fields. Are you having some success?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I just gave up on these two-faced, money-loving preachers standing before their flocks. Some of them are my friends, and that's just... That is more disappoints me more than anything else. But I started talking to the people. I gave them my email address, told them what I'm doing. I'm trying to get the word out and everything. Well, just a week and a half ago, I had someone get a hold of me that goes to a local church, and lo and behold, the pastor is standing right up there in front of the group on Sunday morning and telling them the Romans 13, just like it was supposed to, like it, what we were told to do.
And that's
by
because they get the faith-based money.
Yeah, they got the faith-based money. And matter of fact, not only did they get that, they got a lump sum to even start the church. So these people got a hold of me.
The feds are starting the churches, not just infiltrating. God bless you, sir. Mail us that information. Write a report. Send it to showtips@InfoWars.com. Or writers at InfoWars.com. We'll get it up, Pastor. God bless you. What a great guy. What a great intel source. And over 50,000 preachers have been recruited by this. Thousands and thousands of others have gotten this, and they're too scared to speak up. Oh, I better tell people to turn their guns in. It's for the Lord. I'm in a free country. Your children aren't safe, folks, under this. Here is one newscast saying, we're the enemy. The government's training us for martial law. Here it is.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Oh. Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
Oh.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend on how long.
That's enough. It goes on. Look, the point is, we are the people in this government. Romans 13 is out of context there as well. And they say, obey the law, be under martial law. The government's not obeying the law, stealing trillions, caught shipping in narcotics. It's a bunch of crooks. They've taken over your kids. They're taking over your society. And they're saying, help the government deal with its biggest threat, us. This isn't our government. It's a foreign corporate takeover. Secret police everywhere. Secret police teachers and preachers and Israeli teams and British teams spying on us. And who are they spying on? People that want to stop the banker bailouts. The people that want to have their private property rights back. We're the people. We're allowed to say we want lower taxes. We don't need to have the Mossad spying on us or Homeland Security for it, you criminal traitors!
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
You know, I've got some other key news I've got to hit. I apologize to Dave John, Jonathan Wesley, John will write those names down. If you call in tomorrow and we have open phones, you will go to the head of the line. We have three huge guests tomorrow. I'm just going to leave it at that. One surprise guest at the start of the broadcast. I want to hit some news from NPR that is very revealing. The headlines, revealed and revered, or reviled and revered, TARP expires October 3rd on the verge of a cataclysmic event dealing with Neil Kashkari. Remember the front man for the thieving going on? Before I go there, October 14th, I'm going to go live from 11 a.m. until an hour into the show live the next day. Then Watson's taking over. I'm going to do 25 hours. We're also going to air never before seen all these extra video interviews we have that I haven't put in the two films I'm working on. We're just going to air them basically unedited. The questions are cut out with Lord Monckton and Paul Craig Roberts and countless others. I think it's eight different interviews. October 14th. Some are 30 minutes, some are an hour, but I'll end up doing about 18 hours of live broadcasting in those 25, 26 hours we're going to do. And the money bomb is key. We don't have the Rockefeller Foundation or Al Gore or the Carbon Exchange funding us or the UN. We have sponsors and you, the listeners, that buy the books, the videos, and support the sponsors. And we've already got over $42,000 in just with people wanting to give now to the InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com site. And whether it's $10 or $500, it's all going into a special account where 100% of that will be used specifically on the studio and the staff to go to the next level. Where can you find anything more at the tip of the spear, boldly savaging the enemy? I mean, people are just in amazement I'm still alive. Well, it's because if they kill me, it'll make my information even that much more powerful. I don't want that to happen either. But the point is, people are like, could this be for real? This guy's, well, look at the information. Look at what we're doing together. Look at the platform we've built. Look at all we, of course, it's having a huge effect. You're real, listening, you know you can take action. Spread the word, start your own radio show, blog, newsletter, call into talk radio, go to the city council, run for school board, get the globalist out of there. Whatever you do, get involved now, and one great way is to donate at the Money Bomb. You can donate now if you want, but that big 24-hour period, we're going to try to raise $500,000, which sounds like a lot. Our operating expense now here is unbelievable. Millions, it's over $2 million a year we've got to raise. And I hate having to spend my time on this, but it's part of being truly independent. And so InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, links up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you want to go on the site and support us. But you can also, if you don't have money, you're not doing well, I don't want a dime from you, okay? But if you have some money set aside or you want to, you know, basically tithe to the truth to get the word out, where can you find a better place? More the front line or the tip of the spear than InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the team's working so hard for this special 25-hour transmission that's coming up. Never before seen interviews, live interviews, your calls. I'm going to be in here, you know, sleepless. Sleepless in Austin, Texas for the 25-hour-plus money bomb. The final story is reviled and revered, TARP expires. It was an audio interview, but here's the text of NPR with Kashkari, Neil Kashkari, the guy that won't say where the money went. He said they would grill him in public, but then behind the scenes he would, quote, scratch his head. When the hearings were over, Kashkari says their attitudes switched from critical to congenial in a matter of moments. It was all show from the Republicans and Democrats. Often afterwards, when the cameras were off, they would take you into the back room and tell you that they really appreciated how hard it was working on our team and how hard we were working, that they supported us in our programs. That's key. They supported the programs and let us know that they could be helpful. He says it was a 180-degree change from what they were showing in front of the camera. That obviously surprises me, but evidently I got used to it. So they're kind of rebuilding Kashkari as this hero. But I believe him. You know, this guy, you know, doesn't really lie. He just says, I'm not telling you where the trillions went. Ha-ha! You know, that's the way it is. And, of course, you have Kucinich saying, I know you're working hard. The question is, who are you working for? I'd like to know from Kashkari who was two-faced with him. But it shows how the leadership of these two parties are controlled by the same people. I'll have to say today was a 99 on the broadcast. I'd say a 95 on my part, 99 on the crew. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We got a bunch of powerful guests coming up right now in the retransmission. Please spread the word about the broadcast if you can't financially support.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.